This is World Cafe. I'm Raina Duris. Oakland, California band Tower of Power has a famously large and rotating cast of musicians. There have been at least 50 members in just over 50 years of the band's existence, and Emilio Castillo has been there through it all. Emilio is one of the founding members of Tower of Power, and as you can probably imagine, he's got loads of stories to tell. Emilio Castillo takes you back to the early days of Tower of Power and talks about celebrating the band's 50th anniversary with a live show they recorded in Oakland back in 2018. From that live show, here is Tower of Power with Ain't Nothing Stopping Us Now on World Cafe. Ain't Nothing Stopping Us Now on World Cafe. My name is Raina Duris. Today, my guest is one of the founders of Tower of Power. He plays saxophone. Sometimes he sings, too. It's Emilio Castillo. Emilio, welcome to the World Cafe.
Thanks so much. Good to be here.
It's great to have you. Your new live album celebrates 50 years of Tower of Power. So first, congratulations.
You made it.
Yeah, the album was recorded at a live show in Oakland, California, where the band got their start. But first, let's go back a little bit. Take us back to how you got your start. What was it that got you to first pick up the saxophone when you were a kid?
Oh, well, I got caught stealing a T-shirt. I had a really short crime career. I stole one T-shirt and got caught. That was the end of it.
Not a talented crook.
Yeah, so, you know, my dad said, you know, he gave me a notebook. First, he made me apologize to the shop owner. And then he gave me a notebook and he said, fill it with the reason why you're never going to steal again. And while you're in your bedroom, think of something that's going to keep you occupied and out of trouble this summer or you're never coming out of there. And the Beatles had just come out and my friend had just got a guitar. And we said, we want to play music, Dad. And he goes, get in the car. It was me and my brother. We both got caught. So we get in the car, he takes us to the music store, he says, anything you want. And all the instruments were on the wall, you know. And I pointed to the sax, my brother pointed to the drums, and I had a band the first day. We didn't, like, practice our instruments for years and years and then join a band. We started the band, and then we learned how to play. We did it, you know, completely backwards. So I've had a band ever since that day.
Why was it the saxophone that you pointed to?
My dad was a bartender at this place at that time called Nero's Nook. It was at the Cabana Hotel in Palo Alto, which was kind of like Caesar's Palace, very nice. And it was what they call a show bar, where they would have these bands called show bands, like the Big Beats and the Swingin' Lads. And sometimes we would go there to pick my dad up from work, and those bands would be there rehearsing, you know. And they were really good. They had a bunch of horns and, you know, very good players. And I always thought the sax player was the coolest guy. And my brother always thought the drummer was the coolest guy. So
you were born in Detroit and then the band, you know, it started in California. How did you get from Detroit to California? Why did that move happen?
When I was 11 years old, my dad had lost his job. He worked at a place called Topinka's in Detroit, right downtown on West Grand Boulevard. And he got fired. And he always wanted to go to the West Coast. His mentor, this guy that taught him how to tin bar, and he actually had to steal as a bartender. All those bartenders stole. And he had moved out to San Francisco. And he said, you know, Jack, you need to come out here. And so my dad, I guess he figured, you know, I can be just as broke in San Francisco as I can in Detroit. And we went all through, you know, Route 66, all that. We did the Grand Canyon, the Painted Desert, you know, everything, you know. And it was a great trip out. And then we were Californian people ever since.
Yeah, I mean, you brought a little bit of Detroit with you by starting a band called the Motowns. You started that band with baritone sax player Stephen Doc Kupka. When did you discover that you and Doc had a great songwriting chemistry?
Well, we discovered that we both had this huge affinity for soul music. I mean, he was passionate about it, and you never met nobody more passionate about soul music than me, you know. And so we hit it off right away. And back then, I used to do this thing with the songs where I didn't like to do all the soul tunes that everybody else was playing, you know, Knock on Wood and Hold On, I'm Coming. And so I would try to do obscure soul songs from the albums, you know. And one day Doc comes to me and he says, you know, it's so great what you're doing with these songs, but why are we doing it to everybody else's song? Why don't we write our own? And I always tell people, I don't know if that thought ever would have come to me. I was totally happy doing what I was doing, you know. And I go, we can try that, you know. And, you know, a couple of days later, I went over to his apartment. We wrote our first song. And still today, it's one of our most famous songs. You're Still a Young Man. I tell people at the clinics, I say, it's been downhill ever since.
Yeah, You're Still a Young Man. I've heard that it draws from some of your own personal experience. We're going to listen to it next. I have to ask, are you the young man in this song? What's going on here?
Yes, I am, actually. It's a young man pleading with an older woman. I was in love with this girl. I was 18. She was 26. And we had broken up, and then we got back together. And every time we'd break up, she'd say, you know, you need to be with some girls your own age, you know. And I'd say, no, 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 I want to be with you, you know. And so when we sat down to write the tune, we were like, well, what do we write about, you know? And I said, well, what about if we write about a young guy that's in love with an older girl, and she's telling him, you're too young to be with me, and he's telling her, no, 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 you know. And I came up with that chorus, you're still a young man, baby, you know. And then we just wrote a story to meet the chorus, you know.
Well, let's hear it right now. You're Still a Young Man, Tower of Power. From Tower of Power's 1972 album, Bump City, that was You're Still a Young Man. I'm Raina Duras, chatting with Emilio Castillo of Tower of Power today on World Cafe. You wrote that song with Doc. When you first got the Motowns together, I've read that you changed your band name because you dreamt of playing Bill Graham's Fillmore Auditorium in San Francisco, but that you would never get in with a name like the Motowns. Why would that name be an issue?
Well, who we were at the time, you know, that's when, like, you know, the whole hippie thing started happening, you know, and it was, you know, the Grateful Dead and the Quicksilver Messenger Service and all that. The place to be was the Fillmore West. And so, you know, we're like, we need to get in there. And we're thinking, you know, but, you know, we had really short haircuts, you know, razor cuts, and we wore suits and did steps, and, you know, and it's like the hippies, they had long hair and wore all this wild clothing. So we decided we're going to get with the times. You know, we grew our hair out and we said, the Motown, so that ain't going to fly at the Fillmore West, you know. And so we were looking for a name, and we were doing a recording project, and I'm sitting at the desk, and there's this paper with a list of band names. And there was like three sheets, and it was all weird band names, like Frumious Bandersnatch and Lothar and the Hand People. But I got to like the end of the second page, and I saw Tower of Power. I go out, I go, hey guys, what about Tower of Power? And they go, yeah, that's us. And we were Tower of Power ever since.
It just fit. And you ended up signing with Bill Graham's record label. Not even just playing the Fillmore, signing with his record label.
To my shock and surprise, yes.
And I guess after that, I mean, I feel like things really kind of sped up. Things started to get pretty big. You started getting radio play in San Francisco, which that was a pretty big deal. Like, do you remember the first time you heard Tower of Power on the radio? What was that like?
I remember very clearly. By that time, I had moved from, when Doc auditioned, I was living in a suburb called Fremont, California. That's where I went to high school. But as soon as I graduated, I moved to Oakland, and Doc and I moved in together. And, you know, by then it's like the hippie thing. You throw a mattress on the floor and you hang some beads, and he's in one bedroom and I'm in the other, and there's a wall between us, you know. And we always, we slept with the radio on. And one morning I wake up, it's like 6 a.m. I wake up because I hear the flute on a ballad that we did called Sparkling in the Sand. And I was like, you know, I started banging on the wall, "Doc, Doc, you know, they're playing us, they're playing us." Back then I called him Steve. "Steve, they're playing our song," you know. It was so exciting.
Let's hear a little bit of Sparkling in the Sand right now so we can relive that magic. Here it is.
You were my dreams come true.
That was a bit of Sparkling in the Sand from Tower of Power. I also want to talk about your song, So Very Hard to Go. You and Doc are credited as songwriters on that song, but it's a big band, Tower of Power. So when you write a song and you bring it to the band, what is the process? How does the band approach it?
Well, I'm the band leader, and I'm kind of the producer of the band. I produce the records, and I'm the one that has the ability to take a song to the band. Doc, we write the songs together, and then he's kind of out. You know, he waits for instruction. So I take it to the band, and I play it for them and sing it, and I tell them my vision for it. I have a very clear vision of what I want it to be like. But then you've got all these guys that are super talented and very creative, you know, and it was a very creative time also, you know, so I'm getting all these suggestions. Hey, well, you know, we could do this here. What if we added 2 beats? You know, what if we changed the beat on the B section? You know, and I'm getting all these suggestions, and I'm like the filter. At some point I got to go, okay, I like this. This is what we're doing on the B section. I like this. This is what we're doing on the A section. When we get to the chorus, I needed to do this. And then we all fall in and we start whittling away.
Cool. Okay. Well, I'm gonna play So Very Hard to Go right now. We're gonna listen to that, but we'll come right back. This is Tower of Power on World Cafe.
If it means just me, what's getting back? 'Cause I could never make you unhappy.
So Very Hard to Go from Tower of Power's self-titled 1973 album. I'm joined by Tower of Power's Emilio Castillo today. Emilio, you and Doc are the only two musicians who've been members of Tower of Power consistently from the very beginning, at least if my research is correct. But over the last 50 years, there have been at least 50 other members of the band, both current and past. You've also collaborated a lot. You've played with everyone from Bonnie Raitt to Elton John to Aerosmith, Santana. There are too many for me to list right now. Is there one collaboration for you that like stands out in your mind, maybe where it was happening and you were thinking to yourself, I can't believe I'm here and this is happening right now?
Well, a lot of people talk about the work we did with Little Feat. We played on most of their albums in the studio, but after we had done about, I think, 4 of their recordings. If they were around, you know, we'd go sit in, and one of the songs we did with them was Spanish Moon. And we would go play Spanish Moon with them. They always got off on it big time, you know. And so they decided they were going to do a live album. And they said, you know, would you guys consider doing the live record with us? And we said, yeah, you know. And so we put horn parts to several of their songs. And we went to Washington, D.C., and we did 3 nights there. And then we went to London and did 3 nights at the Rainbow. And that album's called Waiting for Columbus. And that was kind of the pinnacle of their career. When that record came out, they were on the cover of People magazine. And I mean, they really hit it really big after that. And so that's one of the most famous recordings. And we, you know, as two bands, we really side eye musically. I used to tell them, you guys are the masters of slow funk and we're the masters of fast funk, you know? And so, yeah, it was like, you know, doing that recording, Waiting for Columbus, being on stage, London, Rainbow Theater, the crowds going crazy. That was a real high moment, you know, in terms of creativity.
Let's hear some right now. Little Feat with Tower of Power.
Well, the night that I got into town was a night that the rain it froze on the ground. Down the street I heard such a sorrowful tune.
So that was Tower of Power playing with Little Feat. Right now, I'm speaking with Emilio Castillo of Tower of Power. One other collaboration you've done that's jumped out to me was Tower of Power's work on Elton John's 1974 album Caribou, including the song The Bitch Is Back, which sounds like this. Bitch Is Back from Elton John featuring Tower of Power. What do you remember from those sessions?
Well, I didn't have a very good time on those sessions because it was during a time in my life when I was not being a good boy and I was paying the price for it. But there was another song in there, and I'm not even sure if it was on the album or just a B-side of a single, but it was called Stinker. And that horn arrangement that Greg Adams, our trumpet player, wrote was phenomenal. I was listening to it recently because we were doing our discography, and Stinker was killer. And I remember we recorded for like 3 days, and after a couple of days, the producer came to see us play live at the Roxy. And we had a fabulous B3 player named Chester Thompson. And that night he said, can you come over to the studio tomorrow and put on some organ? And so Chester wound up coming over there and playing on a couple of tracks. But on Stinker, he really sticks out really nice.
Well, now I have to play Stinker. So here it is. This is Stinker. It's Elton John featuring Tower of Power on World Cafe.
I'm a perfect cuss to bear's control.
John, Tower of Power, that was Stinker. I am joined today by Tower of Power's Emilio Castillo. The new live album from Tower of Power was recorded at the Fox Theater in Oakland back in 2018 to celebrate 50 years of Tower of Power. There was a TV special for PBS. It's a big, big production. What did that mean to you to get to play this 50th anniversary show in Oakland where it started?
Very important for us, you know. One of the things that happened with us when we first started out, first got signed to Bill Graham, you know, signed the record deal with San Francisco Records. We do the album East Bay Grease, and we're talking about the cover. And this guy that did our artwork for most of our records throughout our career, Bruce Steinberg, he says, I want to put a map of Oakland on the cover. And then I'm going to take your logo and I'm going to have the bottom point right to Oakland. And, we're like, a map of Oakland? What kind of cover is that, you know? He goes, listen to me. He says, you know, the Bay Area is famous for the San Francisco sound, and you're nothing about the San Francisco sound. You're East Bay all the way, you know. You live in Oakland, you party in Oakland, you make music in Oakland. He goes, you need to promote yourselves as an Oakland band. And that proved to be a really smart decision, because ever since then, we've been all over the world. You know, we say, you know, Oakland's own Tower of Power, bringing the Oakland soul sound. And so now, 50 years later, to go back and the city declare a Tower of Power Day and the mayor give us all these awards, it was wonderful.
I am speaking with Tower of Power's Emilio Castillo on World Cafe. To close out, we're going to hear the live performance of What is Hip / Soul Power from the new album, from the 50th anniversary show. What is Hip came out in the early 70s, so you've probably played it more times than you can count. And I know you rehearse a ton, but when you listen to this performance, it still has a feeling of spontaneity to it. There's like this energy where you can't quite tell when someone is improvising or where the song might go. What goes into keeping a song sounding so fresh? How do you keep that energy alive after 50 years of playing the song?
You know, we're always creating every night. I mean, sometimes we get on a ride out and, you know, David will change up the beat and the guitar player go, oh, and catch the little accents that he added. And next thing you know, we're shouting something that goes with that. It just continues to evolve all the time. And even a song like You're Still a Young Man, which is the first song we ever wrote, you know, it has one of the famous parts is right in the middle where the music stops and the vocals go, don't waste your time. And, you know, over the years that changed to don't waste. It got long, you know. So things change and evolve. But that particular night, you know, we got two extra horn players, two extra singers. We got violins. We got a completely sold out crowd that's going crazy, you know. So it wasn't hard to get excited for the gig.
Well, we're going to go out on this one. Emilio, it has been so great talking to you today. Thank you.
My pleasure.
It's What is Hip? Tower of Power on World Cafe.
You became a part of a new breed, smoking only the best weed, hanging out on the so-called hip and scent. You've been singing all the right places, sing with just the right phrases. Should be satisfied, but still it ain't quite right. Tell me, what is hip?
What is Hip? Tower of Power. That is from the album 50 Years of Funk and Soul, live at the Fox Theater, Oakland, California, June 2018. My guest today was Tower of Power founding member Emilio Castillo. I'm Raina Duras, back in a moment with more World Cafe.